now. Turn me up.
Gambia, U.S. reaffirm commitment to deepen bilateral ties, and Labushimanda records zero maternal deaths. The Zambian government has reaffirmed its commitment to deepen bilateral partnership with the United States, U.S. government. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa says government remains committed to expanding trade relations, investment, and further strengthening the existing people-to-people bilateral ties with the United States. Speaking last evening when he graced the 250th Independence Day of the United States of America, Mr. Kangwa reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to building stronger bilateral relations with the United States government. The Ministry of Health in Labushimanda District has recorded zero maternal mortality deaths during the first quarter of 2026. Speaking in an interview with Zanis this morning, District Nursing Officer Standards Lakson Changwe said that this is a significant improvement compared to 2025, where three maternal deaths were recorded in the district. Mr. Changwe attributed the achievement to the collective efforts of the government, health workers, cooperating partners, and the community in improving maternal health care services. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Romania has condemned Russia after a drone hit a residential building close to the border with Ukraine, injuring two people. Bucharest said it would not accept a war of aggression against Ukraine being transferred to its citizens. The head of NATO, Mark Rutte, said Russia had been reckless. The police in Kenya say eight students are being held on suspicion of arson after a fire tore through a dormitory at a girls' boarding school on Thursday, killing 16 children. The Directorate of Criminal Investigation says the students are being questioned as persons of interest as inquiries continue into the blaze at the Utum Ishi Girls Academy. Dozens of other students were injured and taken to hospital for treatment.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 57 ngwe. The Great British pound 24 kwacha 93 ngwe. The euro is trading at 21 kwacha 61 ngwe. And the South African rand 1 kwacha 13 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Mauricio Pochettino has held initial talks with AC Milan to become their next manager following Massimiliano Allegri's sacking. The 54-year-old Argentine is currently preparing for the World Cup with the United States, but his contract expires after the tournament. Pochettino's immediate focus is on this summer's finals, which begin on the 11th of June and are being co-hosted by the U.S., Canada and Mexico, but an eventual return to club football may interest the former Tottenham and Chelsea head coach. Weather has been sunny and pleasant with the highs at 24 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see a crystal clear sky with the temperature dropping to as low as 11 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Zambia, U.S. reaffirm commitment to deepen bilateral ties, and Labushimanda records zero maternal deaths. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity, 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 fruity. Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusak is number one in station.
Oh. tune. The Rent. The Iceman Drake goes hard on this one. Janice, shut the...
Emiliana, it's been so long since you texted me. I finally took a break and now I feel like I'm on ecstasy. You said what my word means to me will one day be the death of me. They try to